In track two, we spoke about fear, anxiety, and shame as being some common emotional reactions to the impact of cancer treatment on your sexuality. In this track, we're going to drill it down a bit more and look at how your mind controls the way you feel sexually and what you can do to manage your psychological state. We'll also talk about dealing with depression. They're all subjects psychotherapist Karen Anderson often talks to patients about. She runs a private counselling practice and also lectures in the subject at Edith Cowan University. Karen, how much does your state of mind impact on your sexuality?
In terms of the mind and sexuality, there's always been a very close link, but often it's not been recognised. And I guess that's one of the things that I think is very important for people to remember, that the physical body doesn't work without the emotional self nor the thinking self. So if we can think of a triangle where you've got your body, your mind and your emotions, then that frees up rather than thinking of only the physical self. One of the things when people come to see me for counselling around sexuality, one of the things that I immediately think in my mind is this is to do with identity. So it's not as clear and blatantly open as the sexual self or the expression of the sexual self, but more, who am I? What is my identity as a male or female? And what I've been through, what does that mean for who I am in the world now?
So obviously then, if the brain is so connected to your sense of self and your sexuality, positive versus negative thoughts obviously must have quite an impact.
They do. And in terms of thoughts, it's okay. A lot of people use the terms positive and negative. I recoil a little bit around the use of positive and negative because what it tends to do, particularly for cancer patients and people dealing with cancer, is when they are feeling supposedly negative or having a flat day, they can put themselves under pressure to think, oh, I've got to keep going, I've got to push myself, stay positive. And yet the feeling state, as I was talking about before, the triangle, the feeling state might be flat. And it's okay to be flat. So some days you will feel good and on top of it and managing things mentally and emotionally and physically. Other days you might have a day where you're physically really knocked about. And that impacts on your emotional well-being. So I tend to help people to begin to play around with thinking more destructive thoughts versus constructive thoughts, helpful thoughts versus helpless thoughts, and being optimistic rather than pessimistic. And in that way, it's not about being negative or positive, but rather being realistic. Yeah, it's a flat day today. I'm going to take care of myself. And that doesn't mean that I've lost my bundle. That way, people tend to be more motivated to keep managing rather than feeling that they're not managing.
Can you describe for us some of the deconstructive thoughts that are common in people and that lead to you not feeling like being sexual or you know, concerned about your sexuality?
Okay. Some people might not want to touch their scars and they might not want to look at their scars wherever they are, and that can impede them from feeling good about themselves and lead to thoughts like, I'm not beautiful. How could I be beautiful now that my breast is gone, now that this has happened on my leg or whatever, wherever it's located. It doesn't have to be private. So people will destructively think, I'm different now. I'm not who I was. And they themselves take time. They do need to give time. People do need to give time to integrate the change. One of the things to think about is prior to the cancer, if you were comfortable expressing yourself with your partner, or if you're a single person and you felt comfortable in previous relationships or even on your own, to simply express yourself in whatever way that is, any of that sort of expression to the world is an expression of sexuality. It's an expression of who you are. If that has changed by the cancer treatments that you've had, whatever they are, if they're scarring tissues or there's an internal sense of yourself change, then that can lead to destructive thinking that isn't helpful. And that in yourself is part of what a person needs to challenge or name within themselves. I'm not as outgoing as I used to, or I don't feel like going swimming, or I don't feel like wearing short dresses anymore. If they can tune into that and recognise and ask themselves, is this only because of what I've been through? Then that's a constructive way of managing